Nation Radio Network with Elizabeth Doherty. Life is short and the world is wide. There are thousands of odd, quirky places to go and things to see at home and abroad. Buckle up. This is Destination Unknown. Here's your tour guide, Elizabeth Doherty.
Welcome back to the Food Nation Radio Network. This week, our Destination Unknown. We always try to make it something unique and different.
Is this Destination Unknown place, city, state of mind today?
Well, a lot of our listeners are in Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
Hello there.
Hello, Nevada.
And the thing is, when you think about Las Vegas, after you think about casinos and restaurants and shows and all that, what is the first thing that you visualize in your mind when you think of Las Vegas?
Mr. Entertainment Wayne Newton.
No, in your mind.
Oh, in my mind.
A picture in your head.
The desert.
No.
UFOs.
No. The
buffet
signs.
Restaurants.
The signs.
Yes, the big sign with the flashing lights.
Yeah, all the signs along the Las Vegas Strip. That's what you think of, right?
Yes.
Well, it is now.
It is now. It wasn't 30
That's
seconds
what I
ago.
Thought of. All Whenever right. I think of Las Vegas, I think of, especially when you land at night and you drive into Las Vegas, you see the signs.
You're exactly right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
They're iconic. Some of these signs are famous. They've been famous in movies and all sorts of things. So a bunch of people got together, including the National Endowment of the Arts, the Nevada Arts Council, National Endowment for the Humanities, and Nevada Humanities Program, and they made a neon boneyard.
Okay, so let me see if I got this right. There is a place where you can go as a tourist, and you can go in and walk through and see signs.
These are the coolest signs ever.
I'm serious.
Have you ever gone to a movie and seen, you know, the golden nugget flashing in the background in a scene in a movie?
Mm-hmm.
Or the oasis? Well, there's a neon boneyard. There's a bunch of different collections there.
Mm-hmm.
This is a real museum with history and stuff, educators, all that.
This is really cool sounding. You told me
it was very cool.
You told me during the break that it might be a place that I'd like to go. You're absolutely right. First of all, from a historical standpoint, to see these signs that attracted tourists from around the world.
This is the only place you're going to see them, some of them. You know,
and in some of these cases, these are hotels that are long gone.
You hotels, know, casinos.
But they salvage the signs.
Yeah. This is for educational, historic, arts, and cultural enrichment of the history of Las Vegas, which was basically a desert. There was nothing there. And a bunch of people from the Northeast came
to
Las Vegas and built this city. Right?
Right. You're absolutely right.
That's pretty amazing in itself. But they built all these beautiful buildings, and they had these just iconic, cool signs. So the main collection has more than 200 unrestored signs. So they haven't been altered in any way.
Mm-hmm.
And they have them illuminated with lighting. Okay? And then they have some that are restored signs that are on all the time. So you can take, you know, pictures of them and stuff. You could start your own scrapbook of Las Vegas signs.
If you want to look at this for yourself, just go to Neon Museum. I'm looking it up right now. Neonmuseum.org.
Yep.
Wow.
Is this cool?
This is very cool. We're going to have to do this. They started this in 1996, so about 25 years now, 25 years. I love it.
The horseshoe, you know, Binion's horseshoe.
Yeah.
They put in 2009, the Silver Slipper, the Bow and Arrow Motel. They currently have the Blue Angel Motel sign that they just procured, I think, that is out in the front.
All right. Well, I'm signing up for the newsletter right now on their website.
I really want to go see this thing.
This would be cool.
Yeah, the Blue Angel, Between Heaven and Earth. It's a limited time exhibition of the iconic Blue Angel Motel sign. This is located at 1001 West Bonanza Road. It's in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, definitely go see that.
All right. Well, there's
I want to go see it this summer.
Destination unknown for this week. We'll put this up on the website as well.
And it'll be there next week, along with our destination unknown. Thanks for joining us today on Food Nation Radio Network. Go to foodnationradio.com. If you missed any part of the show, tell your radio station, if they're not playing all 2 hours of the show, to please do so, because you might miss something really important. And sign up for our newsletter, too, on the website. See you next time.